Does anybody believe it? My life can be better. So let's talk about let God fight the battle. First, we said God fights by using the apostles. Before we think about how God fights, we have to think about who we are. We've all got some issues in our life. We got some things that if we could change them, we'd probably change them. Anybody but me? There's some things we'd like to change. Now, what we have to first come to grips with, we can't change yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Whatever decisions we should have made, God bless, they're gone. But we can work on right now, and we work on tomorrow. We can be better. So when we think about letting God fight the battles, we've got to know that we've got to respect the scripture. Respect who God is. If you're talking to a person in the world and they don't respect God, they don't believe God is real, you can talk all day long. It does not mean they're going to come to agreement with you. Because until you are led to follow God because he is real and you want him to be part of your life, it's just another book to another person. So let's look at the scripture here in chapter 5. It tells us something very important about apostles, starting from that verse 12. By the hands of the apostle were many what signs and wonders wrought or done among the people. And they were all with one accord. We got to be in one accord. Got to be together. Churches have to be together. Neighborhoods need to be what? Together. Families need to be together. A lot of the problems we face in the world simply come because we can't get together. Can't come to agreement. And even in churches, you know why we have so many denominations in the world? Because people can't come to agreement for what God wants. And that difference for what we think God wants causes people to say, I'm out. I'm going to go start up another group. But the truth is, the Bible has always been the same. And so our challenge is then, as churches, is to get a clear understanding, a correct understanding of what God is saying. If we can do that, then we'll eliminate a lot of that disagreement, a lot of those divisions, and you'll find people coming together rather than moving apart. Now, we say God fights by using the apostles. First, God wanted the people to know the apostles were a special group. Can you imagine that when somebody was sick, the apostles could come and lay hands on them and they could be healed? All right. Jesus could do it. We know that. But we have to remember that God gave the power so that the apostles could also do some of those same things. Yes, sir. And I would contend today that there are people in the world today who God can use in a similar way. Yes, does anybody believe it? Amen. Why? Because God is still God. Yes, he is. He still got all power. But now listen, God is not going to make a mockery of his power. So some folks still have that option of playing with God. All right. And so I want to make a little money. I'm going to start. You know how it can go sometimes. Let me touch you. Give me $10 and you're going to be healed. People can. You may not believe it. But some folks don't know that God is real. And so it becomes a money-making thing. And so what I would like to encourage you today is look at the apostles and see who they were. See what power they actually had. And that's why when we move away from verse 12 and you go down to verse 29, it's important to know that God was speaking when he said, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Why was this important? If a person's trying to please other people in the world, they're not working for God. Sometimes you got to step on some toes. When you tell the truth, do you know sometimes people get hurt? Their spirits, their emotions, their feelings. But if you believe that what God says is true, then you got to say something. If you know I'm a car thief, work with me somebody. And that I'm out picking up a different car every week, whatever it happens to be. And you know that, and you don't say anything to me, you at fault. Is that right? Now, some people say, well, you can't say anything to that person. They got power over you. We are responsible. We have to do what God says do. Because I come, my first news flash, You don't go to heaven because you're a preacher. You're not going to heaven because you're a deacon or missionary or an usher or a choir member. You're not going because you put a lot of money in the collection tray. It's about having a heart that's been changed, that you've been washed in the blood. That's what gets us there. And so God wants us to know that when he had the apostles had been called out by Jesus. They've been witnesses to what Jesus did and said, and they were striving to reclaim that, to review, to say the same thing, do the same thing that God had done when he was physically on earth. And because he did it that way, the apostles were a special group. Now, some folks get upset when you say there are no apostles today. Listen to me. Apostles were witnesses to Jesus Christ. Witnesses to Jesus Christ. And you just ask yourself, is there anybody living today who is a witness to Jesus physically being on earth? I'd have to say no. But more importantly, it was the reason that God had the apostles that we look at. They were promoting the early church. They were letting people know this man called Jesus is not ordinary. This man called Jesus is God in the flesh. And our obligation, the apostles, is to do what God tells us to do and not be concerned about what people tell you to do. Is that right? Now, I would say that what God told the apostles, he's telling us today. Whoever you are, you don't have to be a preacher to know it's important to do what God say do. But you got to take it seriously, don't you? Because if we take it seriously, when people start to criticize, you got to shake it off. If somebody criticizes you and you decide to change your course of action to steal the car, instead of not still, we're at fault. Because we have to tell people, look, I can't do X, Y, Z because God said it's not good to do it. When we can do that, we're standing up boldly for God. That's what the apostles did. So God was fighting the battle first by using the apostles, their power, their understanding. But remember now, it didn't stop there because God also would fight the battle by using the scripture. We've got the scripture today. How many have a Bible somewhere in your home, on your phone? Many people carry Bibles with them, refer to scriptures all through the week, quote scriptures, memorize scriptures. Why? Because there's power in the scripture. Anybody ever had a challenge in your life and when you stopped and started meditating and started praying, things got better? That's just God. And so God wants us to know he can fight the battle by using the scripture. And so then we have this scripture with us. And you don't have to carry a Bible with you to work to be blessed. Amen. Is that right? Yeah. Help me, somebody. Amen. You don't have to carry your Bible and, you know, you're going to hit your boss with it over the head and say, I'm a person of God. You ought to promote me. That's not the way they work. But if it may be that at that job where you are, because of the way you act and the things you don't do, right, that other people do, right, that somebody see, there's something different about Joe and about Mary, there's something different. And we need that difference to be part of our group, our company, our corporation. God can move in mysterious ways. And so don't ever think that it's required to come into agreement with the world in order to move forward. If we keep God first, God can fight our battles by the scripture. And we ought to be grateful that God will work with us because we know we've got some challenges. Yes, sir. We know we've got some things that ought to be done differently in our life, but just facing up to it is a hard thing. The apostles had power. Not everyone's apostle. And they were unstoppable in their mission. Amen. Unstoppable. You read the story and how and things they went through. They had some challenges. You know the stories. Many of them ended up giving their lives for the gospel. Heads cut off and crucified upside down. Just some of the things that you hear about. But the truth is, it didn't make any difference. Because they had the greatest gift. because they had what was most important. Do we understand today that it's not how long we live in this world? It's whether we live for God or not. It's whether our hearts are right. We can have a long life. Do you know that there are many people who have lived old age who've gone to hell? Do you believe it? Just living a long life does not mean that a person is a child of God. And a short life does not mean that a person is not a child of God. And that's why we're always encouraging people, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself today, don't wait another day to come to Jesus Christ. Because tomorrow's not promised. Amen. And so looking at the scripture, God fights by using apostles. He fights by using the scripture. He also fights by shaking out the people. Now, I want you to read with me these last verses. Verse 38. Just go right over verse 38 and 39. And let me set this for you for a minute. The apostles had been teaching. The apostles had been healing. They had been telling people, nobody's like Jesus Christ. He is the man. He is the king. He is the savior. They had bought in. But people around them didn't all jump in and agree. And so some said, we want to get rid of Jesus. You know the story. And some of these men were wealthy and wise and controlled the activity of the area. And when they had come together, the scribes and the Pharisees and the chief priests, they'd come together and say, we want these men, the apostles, to stop teaching about that Jesus. There are some people today that want you to stop talking about Jesus. But we need to have the same response for those people that the apostles had for this group. First, he said, what? We got to do what God said. No disrespect, but you don't have the power over me that God has. That's what they were saying. And so it came here, and this group had come together to talk about what they were going to do to get rid of Jesus. Some of them said, hey, let's just round them up, paraphrase. Let's round them up and let's get rid of them, put them in jail. They put them in jail once, and you know the story. The jail started shaking. Doors came open, and the apostles were able to walk out. Now, this group thought, well, because they walked out, then it must be that we have to go catch them somewhere. Because you know what it is, if you've been in jail for a little while and the door opened up, help me now. You gone. I used to talk to people, and some of you probably done the same thing. And folks, and we remember one story we were talking about not long ago where the person had been arrested and the officer asked him, why'd you run? He said, if you come after me again, I'm going to run again. Nobody wants to be there. Once you get out, the thought is you're going to try to get away. But what's different about the apostles is that when the jail shook and the doors came open, they went to preach. Huh? They went to testify. And so the people found them teaching the word and brought them together. And when they brought them to the chief priests and the scribes, that's when they come with this, what they say here in verse 38 and 39. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, let them alone, for if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. Let's touch on that for just a minute. If what these people are doing is not of God, right. Nothing is going to come out of it. Right. Does anybody believe it? Amen. Let me tell you how this helps us today when we talk about let God fight the battle. There are too many people today concerned about that church that talks about speaking in tongues. And maybe you don't believe it. Let them alone. Because if it's not of God, they're not hurting anybody. Amen. But you go to the other part of this, if it is of God, you better move. Better let that church alone. There are people that talk about a church being too big. They got too many members. They're taking all the members from the little church. Well, the little church needs to step up. If the big church is causing the little church to go out of business, you shouldn't have been in business to begin with. Does anybody believe what I'm saying? Because God is not concerned about little or big. Here we are again. God's concerned about, are you doing the work? Are you testifying? Are you changing somebody's heart? Do you really love people? Because if you love people and you're doing what God told you to do, can't nobody close your doors. Amen. Will you say amen? Amen? Why? Because God will fight the battle, not just with the apostles, not just with the scripture. He'll fight it sometime by shaking folks out. Amen. Now, what do you mean, preacher, shaking them out? Everybody in church is not saved. Do you agree with me?
Yes,
because some people just come because they're curious. And that's good, because God can take that curious person today and turn them into a person who is long-term saved, washed in the blood. He can do that. But some folks have come just to test and see what's going on, and they go head on down the road. And that's okay, because it ought to be a lesson learned in everything that God does. Is that right? So God had this group to understand, should we put them back in jail? Should we round them up? And that's when this one person stepped forward, described in the verses there. His name was Gamaliel. And it said that what he told this group of great people and religious people, that's exactly what he said. If God's not in what they're doing, it's not going to come to anything.
All right.
But if God be in it, he said, watch out. In other words, you don't have power to stop what God is directing.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
You know, I remember years ago getting started in the church, and some people used to complain because the deacons prayed long prayers to start church. This didn't affect y'all. I'm talking about me. And some people would say, I'm not even going to come to church till they finish praying. Anybody believe it? I've had people say, I'm just going to show up so that I get there when the choir starts singing, because I want to hear those Zion songs.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, Zion song, can't nobody move you other than God like good singers, because they can touch you. But what we miss sometimes, if we're doing it for the wrong reason, God can shake us out. And so all of this was together, and when this person spoke, and he was a lawyer, Gamaliel was a respected person, when he said that, this group of high priests and religious people said, we got to let him go. God can fight his own battle. Let God fight the battle. Let God fight the battle. Anybody, have you ever taken something on yourself? And you realize after you get started, you didn't have the tools to get it done.
Yeah.
You didn't have the patience to get it done.
Yeah.
You didn't have the understanding of that project to get it done. But if you turn it over to God,
yeah.
God can make you so much smarter if you turn it over to him. He can make you so much more patient if you turn it over to him. So all we see from the scripture is that we got to let God fight this battle. Because God, even though this was recorded, y'all, thousands of years ago, we know it applies to us. Now, how we know it applies to us, how many in here believe God is real? I need to know, I'm talking to the choir. How many believe God is real? How many of you believe that God is still today a prayer answering God? Anybody? Huh? And so when you have a choice, when you have a situation, don't go to Joe, don't go to Mary, don't go to Oprah, call on the Holy God. He's a mighty God. He can do what nobody else can do. I could pray all day that the ice and snow would go away. And I have to be careful, because I'm one of the ones who's praying that it would come to begin with. So I could take some pictures. You know what I'm saying. And once it came, find out it's not as much fun when it's affecting you. Help me, somebody. I'm just saying. And so we got to know that God is smarter than we are. We got to let God fight the battle. And so that person that you've been in disagreement with, let God fight that battle.
Yeah.
That person that you think has been wrong, that church that you think is doing things the wrong way, let them alone. Let God fight the battle. Because if what somebody's doing, if it's not of God, nothing's going to come out of it. But if they are holding up the blood-stained banner, if they are talking about the holy God who we serve, then we ought to just join together and praise the Holy God, because he is good all the time. Do you believe it? He's good all the time. And by all the time, I mean every day. Some folks think you're just talking about Sunday morning. But I tell you, on Monday morning, God is still good. On Tuesday morning, God is still holy. On Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, God still has all power. All power. All power in his hand. And he's looking for somebody that will have the faith of an apostle. Somebody who will have the faith of Gamaliel. Somebody who will say, hold God up. Lift God up. Praise the Holy God. Because he's good all the time. I don't care what anybody else say. I know for myself. Can't nobody. You know where I'm going. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. I'm looking for some witnesses. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. Gave me a brand new talk. Gave me a brand new walk. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. I'm looking for a witness. I'm looking for a witness. Do you believe that God is real? Will you let God fight your battle? Stop fighting them by yourself. Turn it over to a holy God. He's worthy. Worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's lift up a holy God. Lift up a holy God. Thank you, God.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."